Has your car been damaged by a pothole? If it has, do you know how to go through the process of applying for compensation? It seems enough of us do know the process. In fact, it's costing Stormont tens of thousands of pounds, which indeed raises the question, is there enough money to pay out the compensation? Is there the cash indeed to fix the roads in the first place? Would that not be the best way to spend the money? The issue has been raised by the Alliance MLA, Kelly Armstrong. She's taken the figure from the amount of money that's been paid out. She has the figure that's been paid out by the Department of Infrastructure in the past year. And Kelly Armstrong is available to speak to us. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Serious number of potholes. I'm trying to avoid them on a daily basis. Some people are going into them and they're getting handsomely rewarded, are they?
Well, I don't know whether it's handsomely rewarded, but like you and I, Frank, we are all trying to avoid those potholes. But £210,000 was paid out last year by the department for vehicle repairs. Now, that was only for 1,983 vehicles. To be honest, I think that that's probably the tip of the iceberg, because it is quite difficult to find out how you make an application to claim for such damage to your vehicle. But £210,000, is that the right way we should be spending our money in Northern Ireland? Perhaps we should have a better road maintenance strategy to stop these potholes in the first place.
But I would imagine that even $250,000, if we put it as a round figure, it wouldn't fix many roads.
It wouldn't fix many roads, but it's fixing a few vehicles. You know, that's what the quarter of a million basically is for. It's for those damaged tyres and rims and vehicles that are being put off the road because of the potholes. So the £210,000 is only for vehicle damage. You know, the pothole cost on top of that is, as we know, an awful lot more. But if we had a fix it now instead of fix it just in time or just after an accident has happened, it's not a good way to spend money. A better road safety and a road maintenance strategy would be better.
Oh, of course, I don't think anyone's arguing with you, but they are saving money by not fixing the roads. It is cheaper just to compensate people because it takes many millions to make the road infrastructure the way it should be. However, if they delay and delay, it'll get so bad that we'll be like a third world country, and already our roads are in an appalling state. Now, I presume if the money was there, we would spend the money on a better road network.
Well, my argument to the minister and to the department is that there is money there. You know, it just happens to be that we're choosing at this time to build the new roads, the A6 and the A5, which of course are important. But should we be spending the money on new roads whenever the roads that we currently have are in such a bad state? There was a Westminster report done that said that we're £1 billion behind in our backlog on road maintenance. I just think a better strategy to get that money invested in fixing what we currently have rather than starting something new would be better at this stage.
And do you see any signs of us being able to meet the requirements of providing those new roads, which most of us are embracing, and also keeping the current network acceptable? Is it possible to do both?
Personally, I don't think so. I don't think there's the money in the budget for that. We will need external investment to be able to create those new roads. And as we know, Brexit will happen. What impact that will have on the new road build scheme going forward, we don't know. But at this stage, there is money in the pot. It just happens to be at this stage it's being used and prioritised for new roads as opposed to the old roads. I live in a rural area. You know, the people around me are saying every day these potholes are dreadful, but they have to be a certain depth and a certain width before they'll be fixed. So we're left with these crumbling roads and more people claiming for their vehicles.
Yeah, I'm from a country area as well, and I have to say, you know, it's like a visit to the moon when you go home. But it's sometimes in and around Belfast, it's every bit as bad. There's also an issue where road markings are now almost non-existent. I was looking at the junction of the Dumolly Road and the A1 dual carriageway very near Newry recently, and there's simply no markings whatsoever where you come out of a side road onto a dual carriageway. Zero markings. Everything has been washed away. And needless to say, you need the white line men there, and they haven't been in the vicinity for, I'm sure, a decade. Kelly, how do you apply if your car has been damaged? What is the procedure? People, I'm sure, with bent rims will be wanting to take more money off the Department of Infrastructure.
I can understand their frustration and certainly wanting to get their vehicles, very expensive things, to get rims replaced. Basically, the easiest way to do it is to go into NI Direct if you've access to the internet, and on that, if you put in for vehicle damage, there'll be a claim form comes up. A person needs to know, however, that they need to take a photograph of the incident and the damaged vehicle at the pothole. That's the important thing. But these days with camera phones, it should be easy enough to do that. You just need to know to do that before you submit your form. The form's fairly simple. It's the same as any insurance claims form. and you send it back to the department. If your application for the cost to be reimbursed is successful, it'll be paid out to you. But just to be so that people know, they need to take a photograph and submit that with the claim.
It is a big if, however, because I know people. I know one person who actually came off a bicycle and who damaged the bicycle. Had an arm injury, was off work for 2 weeks. Pothole photograph, all the signage from the doctor, everything that you would need, not a cent off the department.
Yes, and to be honest, maybe that's a question I need to ask, is what is the criteria that's used to, you know, decide on these applications? If it's very clear that it's a pothole and it has damaged, you know, a tire or a bicycle or whatever it may be, then that's straightforward. I think it's straightforward enough, but as to personal injury claims, the money that we've been quoted, the $210,000, doesn't include anything at all for that.
Yeah, it's just simply fixing the rim of your wheel or replacing the wheel of your bicycle. It is a life and death issue, and the worse the state of the roads, the bigger the chance of people actually having an accident.
Absolutely, and that's the human cost behind this that we have to remember. You know, replacing a tyre is an awful thing to have to get done. It's an awful nuisance, but the worst thing would be if that put your car off the road and maybe you and your family in that car. So that's why I think a road safety and a road maintenance strategy is what we need going forward, because at the end of the day, it's putting families out, it's putting people off the road, it could actually cause serious injury, and we don't know at this stage how many people have been injured. Thankfully, we haven't heard of anybody having anything worse, but, you know, it's not good enough. You know, the roads are at a state that they are going to cause harm.
And we haven't even mentioned the motorcyclists. It must be a nightmare for them. Kelly, good speaking to you. Thanks for your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Frank.
Kelly Armstrong. Is it a country thing? She's from the country. I'm from the country. We're really noticing the roads are appalling. Now, they're also poor in and around the city as well. There, you know, whenever a bit of road improvement is done, you almost feel like having a party. Dunmurry Village at the moment, it was just like how would you best describe this? Like a cheese grater. It was so bad. The main street through Dunmurry, it is now beautifully smooth. They took about 4 or 5 nights and they repaired it. So the money was spent in Dunmurry Village and it is state of the art. The road signage, the road markings, the tarmac, everything is perfect. But my goodness, we could list all the areas that haven't yet been addressed, and we would wonder if there's a plan at all to repair some parts of even Belfast, never mind the countryside, where you get the impression, and you do get the impression, don't you, that if you're from the country, that we are not as important as the city dwellers.